Today we'll visit about the yucca plant, that spiky explosion of leathery leaves that produces the New Mexico state flower. Its native range includes much of North America, although most species inhabit arid and semi-arid conditions, preferring sandy soil and full sun. Yucca can live in dry desert conditions as long as it periodically receives a deep soaking from a summer cloudburst. This ability to survive and thrive on very little water makes it an ideal plant for not only the New Mexico climate, but for a growing number of low-water gardens developing throughout the High Plains. Considered by many to be a wild native plant of the Southwest, yucca has become a hot new item in garden centers and landscape plans. In addition to its familiar home on the range, where it shoulders up to sagebrush and cactus, it's frequently seen making a dramatic statement as an accent plant in an urban perennial bed, or as the star of the show in a xeriscape plot. Yucca can be short and squat, with a flower spike that stays tucked into the rosette of spiky leaves. This species, called Yucca glauca, or soapweed, is aptly named, for Native Americans and early pioneers used the roots to make soap, as well as the tough, fibrous leaves to make coarse rope and twine. The yucca species that stands sentry along many roads in our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area is usually Yucca filamentosa, or Adam's needle. Its creamy flowers top 4 to 7 foot stalks that rise above a rosette of narrow, sharp-toothed leaves. And speaking of the shark's tooth quality of yucca's foliage, be thoughtful about where you place it in your garden. Let this spiky beauty make a bold statement from afar, not near walkways or other high-traffic areas. Try placing a single yucca at a point where you want the eye to focus, either highlighting an architectural element or serving as a contrast to other plant textures and colors. Or position 3 yuccas together to form a striking mass of white bells that will dry to form seed pods for a fall arrangement. Wild yucca will not bloom every year. Rather, they are dependent upon the yucca moth for pollination. Neither the yucca nor the moth can complete its life cycle without the other. When the plants do bloom, they do so in early to midsummer and then propagate from seeds sown by the fall winds. If you don't want to wait for seeds, you can find decorative yucca plants of several species at any good garden center. My first yucca, called Texas Red for the pinky red bloom stalk it throws each year, came to western Kansas by way of a nursery in New Mexico. I would suggest this circuitous route, rather than trooping out to a pasture to dig up a wild version. For one thing, the yucca has an incredibly deep taproot that you will swear goes all the way to China. For another, you might get shot for trespassing. So keep the wild plants in the wild and find your yucca in a nursery pot or a seed packet, and then enjoy the mass of exotic blooms that almost suggest a tropical setting instead of a dry desert background.